The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.44-16 before 9 on this Veterans Day 2024. Leslie Harris joins us, New Orleans council member, talk about a thing that passed last Tuesday, a measure that was really, when it comes to affordable housing, is going to help a lot of veterans who constitute a considerable amount of homeless people. Good morning, council member Harris. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
And the same to you. Tell me about the percentage, or at least what your research, what your interaction, your personal experience has shown with veterans being homeless on the streets of New Orleans.
Yeah, we do have a lot of veterans who are homeless on our streets. A lot of people don't realize that we are home. New Orleans is home to a lot of veterans generally, which is a great thing. But we do experience veterans who are homeless. The VA does a lot of great work getting folks housed who are veterans, as does Bastion. And I just want to give a shout out to Bastion because they are a fantastic organization that focuses on housing veterans, veterans' mental health, and other services to people who have served. It's a great community, and the founder, Jackson, is an amazing person, and I hope to see him today at the World War II Museum.
And it's one thing, the reason I brought it up, Leslie, it's one thing, you know, say Happy Veterans Day and thank you for your service,
yeah.
But it's another thing to actually try to find somebody that served the country that's on the street and get them into a home.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And look, I come from a family of veterans. My grandfather served in World War II. My father served in Vietnam. I have countless cousins who have also served. And, you know, it really is, frankly, a difficult situation to come home from service and find yourself stranded and homeless. And I do think we have to take care of our men and women who have served our country. Again, I think our VA does great work, and there are other services that are aimed at veterans finding housing and getting the services that they need.
Why do you think the charter change passed so overwhelmingly last Tuesday?
Yeah, 75% of our voters voted for it. I think we had a great network of folks who are out there pounding the pavement, knocking doors, making sure that people understood what the charter amendment was for. So the Housing Trust Fund passed overwhelmingly. And it, again, I think New Orleanians understand the need for housing generally, but also the preservation of housing in our community. So I'm really thankful for everyone who voted for it, all of the volunteers and the folks who were really out there talking about it. And, you know, it was really a joyful time to celebrate that passage.
For people that don't know what exactly passed, take us through it, council member, if you would, please.
Sure. So what passed was a charter amendment to basically the New Orleans charter that 2% from here on out of the city's budget would go to affordable and workforce housing, both the creation and preservation of rental housing, but also the creation of home ownership opportunities for folks who are looking to be first-time home buyers, but also for folks who have homes that are falling into disrepair, programs to help them get their housing shored up, to fortify roofs. So really, it is just an overall investment in housing in the state of New Orleans. And again, 75% of our voters voted for it, and I think that's a fantastic thing.
So how do you create more rental properties or affordable rental properties?
Well, yeah, that's the way that we create it is to work with folks like People's Housing Plus and other investors to provide opportunities for housing and investment. And we have to really braid the funding together. So we look at federal funding, we look at state funding, but now we have a source of city funding that investors and developers can use in order to create affordable housing. This council, and I've said it before on with you, this council has invested over $49 million in gap financing for affordable housing. And it's really something that I'm proud that my colleagues have decided is worthwhile and worthy. But we are creating hundreds of new units for rental housing. And we know that our rental stock is falling into disrepair. And so new rental housing is critical to make sure that New Orleanians can stay in New Orleans.
So when you say you're a skilled, gifted attorney, Leslie, I'm not, and I'm trying to figure out, and you have vision and all that stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how do you create affordable housing? And are you talking about building new housing or changing what's now not affordable into? Take me through that, if you would.
Sure. It can be both. It can be building new housing. So there are new projects that are in the pipeline to build new rental housing and to build new housing. But there's also the opportunity to transform blighted properties into properties that can be used for rental. We look at the Louisiana Firehouse, for example, which is a city-owned property. And through partnership of NORA, Finance, New Orleans, People's Housing Plus, and a developer will be new rental units that come online as well as a child care center. But that's not the only thing that's going up. There's property that's city owned over near the French Quarter that New Orleans, NORA owns that will be redeveloped into new rental property, an absolute new building. And again, that's through funding used from the city, property from the city, but also braiding city funding, federal funding, and state funding together in order to create brand new units for rental.
Let me sneak a break in, and we'll talk about NORA when we come back and what the administration of this 2% looks like that the voters approved. At least 2% of the city's annual budget, starting in 2026, goes into that fund. We're talking to Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, about providing affordable housing. And again, veterans sometimes are homeless, and it's not just for veterans. It's for people that really are the lifeblood of the city's economy when it comes to service workers. 8:51 now, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:56 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Leslie Harris, our friend, New Orleans City Council member, talking about affordable housing and the charter amendment that passed by 75% or with 75% of the vote last Tuesday. Let me read this text to you, council member. It says, what about the people in the middle? It seems most of these places your income has to be significantly low, but affordable housing should be for everyone. What about the person makes a decent income but still finds $1,900 too much for rent? There's a lot packed in there with, you know, I don't know what they determine to be a decent living, but then that goes to what you're spending your money on, et cetera, et cetera. How do you parse all of that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a supply and demand issue. If we have more supply of housing, which the housing trust fund will create, then the amount of rent should go down. So I really do think it's a supply and demand issue. I know that rent is very high. I know that home prices are very high in New Orleans. And we know from a study that was commissioned by the mayor that the majority of New Orleanians are rent or house burdened, meaning they are spending the majority of their income on rent or their housing payments. So again, I think it's a supply and demand problem. We need to create more housing, both affordable and workforce. So the people who are working, our teachers, our police officers, our firefighters, need to have a place that's affordable. And I think by having and passing the housing trust fund, we're going to create that housing.
Do you have a sliding scale or something, or how do you determine who qualifies for this, or is it that far along yet?
It's well, yeah. So what we have done is passed an ordinance that effectuates the housing trust fund. We did not, and intentionally, we did not include what the federal guidelines are for affordability to allow for that sort of sliding scale and to address the missing middle, the folks who are making a decent income but who still can't afford to make rental payments or who can't afford down payments for a home. So we very much intentionally did not include the 80 to 120 AMI, which is the federal guideline, so that we could determine based on what the economy of the time looks like so that we could address those folks who are in the middle.
Is there a way for people to go online, find out more about this, or is this a work in progress? How do they do it, Leslie?
Sure. I certainly will post on our social media more information, and then they can also go to nolahousing.com and get more information.
Effectuates, huh? Now you're showing off. Just kidding. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. Bye-bye.
Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to take a deep dive into illegal immigration and the immigration system in the United States. Well, we've seen the Biden administration. What are we likely to see in the new Trump administration? And I want you all to get involved here. 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments, none of them are dumb when it comes to immigration because none of us know it all. We'll be back, WWL.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.